I want to talk now about creating habits and the power of habit. Duke University has done a lot of studies on habits, and what they've found is that over 40% of our actions are habitual. We do them because we don't even realize that we're doing them. They're just a part of what we do. Everything from putting toothpaste on a toothbrush and the way that we drive our cars and how we dress ourselves in the morning. So many of these things are just habitual. And the brain is constantly looking for ways to save energy. That's why it supports habits and wants habits and encourages habits. Now, here comes the really exciting part. We can get our mind to cooperate with us in amazing ways once we learn to develop mind power habits. Now, right now, you have to discipline yourself. You have to chart yourself. You have to set your goals. And you have to be very observant, very diligent, and have the power of your will to have these happen. But what's going to happen is this will eventually become a habit. Everything that you've learned in this training, these things will become habitual with you. And when they're habits, then extraordinary things begin to happen. Willpower isn't a skill, it's a muscle. And it becomes stronger and more proficient the more that we use it. And when we use the power of our will, our determination, to make something happen in our life, to follow through on our mind power exercises, or whatever it is we've chosen for ourselves, whatever new habit we create for ourselves, as you form one new habit, there is a spillover effect. And what I like to encourage people, and what I want you to know and understand very, very clearly, is that developing a mind power habit is going to revolutionize your life. But it doesn't become a habit simply by you wanting it to happen. It becomes a habit by you doing it each and every day.